Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hello, 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 my friends. Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour. If it's your first time joining us, please give me a call and introduce yourself. Especially if you're a hot babe. 646-478-0616. This is your friendly neighborhood Rufus. Your friendly neighborhood Zigzag. We'll be a little late, perhaps, or may not even make it. He's got some familial priorities to deal with, which is not a problem at all. Nothing matters more in this world except for family, unless they really piss you off. And then pretty much everything else matters more. But anyway, it's just me and you, folks, for the moment, and I'm completely ill-prepared. You know, it's what's great about working with Zigzag on this show is I can kind of jump in with nothing planned, and probably he can do the same. And we just we're able to riff and kind of create brilliance and genius on the spot. And, of course, that's all with the help of you fine people, too. So since I'm flying solo here, why don't you give me a call at 646-478-0616. Or you can email us at show@hypersloth.me or visit the website and drop us a line from the contact page there at hypersloth.me. And you'll be pleased to know that I actually just rebuilt the entire website today, and it looks smashing, I must admit. It's a theme that I got from themeforest.com, a place where I highly recommend getting WordPress themes. It's extremely robust, and it's responsive, as they say. In other words, it looks good on a big screen as it looks just as good on a small screen, like a phone or something. It adjusts accordingly to whatever you're viewing it with. And it's got a bunch of features where you can, you know, tweak it out to kind of brand it and make it your own, which I've done. So go to hypersloth.me, check it out, join the conversation, check out the fun. It's a bunch of funny pics, funny videos, funny music. And some exclusive stuff, too, such as our own songs, one of which is Beer is Food, which I'm sure you're quite familiar with. If not, you're about to be, because I'm going to rock it out right now for the fine peeps on the other side of this microphone. Here it is for you, Beer is Food.
After a hard day's work, a tray of fingers itching to open them all to murk. Spend all day slinging sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of fermented hops. Yeah, beer is food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good, and I want more. It's my brown, my wine, it's my girlfriend.
You're listening to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
So there you have our famous hit song, Beer is Food. You know, it's doing quite well on internet radio. We get a lot of new fans. And this is the base. But if you'd like to, then I'd go to facebook.com/hypersloth music and give us that little blue thumbs up. Sounds like a sexual thing. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. Give me the old blue thumbs up. Oh my God. Yeah, that reminds me of a story with our spend the rest of your day doing nothing for God, because once you go to reddit.com, you won't Reddit. Anyway, just to the community at large. Some of the things mentioned were pretty bad, but one was particularly fucking horrific. This guy was in a prison where there was a gang who were all homosexuals, and I get the impression that these guys weren't like limp-wristed, you know, fancy boys. These were like big, tough gay guys that would, you know, drive you into the ground by smacking the top of your head with their penis. But they were all HIV infected, and so their whole shtick is that this gang of homosexuals in prison would just rape people with their HIV-infected penises. And that was their thing. We're going to infect everybody who's weaker than us with HIV, blah, blah, blah. And so this guy tells a story about how he was in some place in the prison. I don't remember if it was his own cell and this happened to his roommate, or if it was a courtyard or an exercise room. I don't remember. Maybe it was the showers. I don't recall. But there was this new Asian guy who got, dropped in prison. And he was kind of a weak, frail dude. So they were like, well, we're going to show him what's up. So, and here's the description that was given. Please get your children out of the room. They have prolapsed his asshole with their fists. In other words, for those of you that don't know what prolapse means, they basically turned his asshole inside out. So they pounded his asshole like internally with their fists until his asshole was coming out of his asshole and all the, you know, glistening pink inside parts are like hanging out of his asshole. That's bad enough. But it gets worse. Then they commence to slicing it up with shivs. So they prolapsed the guy's asshole. They brought his asshole into the outside world. Then they started poking it with shivs. And then they all had sex with his prolapsed asshole and, you know, glazed it with their HIV-infected man juice. That's pretty rough. That right there. I mean, you talk about prison being a deterrent. I ain't ever going to prison now. I mean, there's a lot of things that I can sort of shrug my shoulders at. Yeah, okay, somebody's going to stab me with a shiv. Great. I'm going to get my ass kicked. I may have to join the Aryan Nation, whatever. But when you start talking about a gang of gigantic gay guys prolapsing your asshole, poking it with sticks, and then fucking it, I think that would make me turn my life around. I do believe. And speaking of turning your life around, it's a good thing you've decided to do that by listening to the Hypersloth Happy Hour. Why don't you give me a call? Let me know how we've helped you today. 646-478-0616. I promise. I swear to God, I'm not going to prolapse your asshole and fuck it. Unless you're totally hot, especially on the inside. But in the meantime, I'm going to play another Hypersloth original song called Internet Love Song. It's ahead of its time. Came out in 1996. It's about finding love on the internet. Then after that, I've got a bit of a rant that I'd like to plunge into. Catch you on the flip side, baby. There you have it, Internet Love Song. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Like I said, it's ahead of its time. I was going to do a rant But I think first, I'm going to play an interesting little riff thing that I accidentally came up with. Ooh, hang on. The problem with having a five-year-old is having a five-year-old. I don't recommend it for anyone. Tell you what I'm going to do while I deal with this, which may involve packing my shit and fucking leaving. So I'm going to play a song called Cure for Pain by a band called Morphine. That is really cool. And it's from 1990-ish. It's sort of an influence to some degree. Have a Cure for Pain by Morphine. Man, what a great song. That whole album is awesome. The Morphine album, which is called Cure for Pain, it's got a ton of songs on it. They're all fantastic. And it's mainly like a bass guitar with a singer and a baritone sax, a berry sax, I think is what they call it, the very low saxophone. It's really cool. But right now I'm going to play some riffs that I was jamming the other night. I don't know if you can hear that. But I just happened to run them together, and I didn't even realize they kind of worked together until I was doing it. But you'll probably recognize these riffs. There's not a lot of them. Thank you. Anyway, that's as far as I got. I don't even know what the last one is. Well, I know what it is. I don't know if it's right or not, but it's a White Snake, Stroke Me, Stroke Me. Is that song really about what it sounds like it's about? Or are they just not that subtle at all? I've never listened to the rest of the lyrics. When I hear Stroke Me, Stroke Me, I kind of don't really, you know, think beyond that. I act beyond it, if you know what I mean. Well, I'm uploading another song for the pirate radio section of this little shindig we're doing here. I hope you like it. It's another one from the 90s from a local boy named Bob Schneider. It's really the first guy to really make me think, yeah, I might be able to do this whole singer-songwriter thing. Now, thinking and executing on it are two different things. I don't think I really pulled it off yet, even though, you know, with Zigzag, anything's possible. But by myself, I'm pretty unproductive. But while the song is uploading, maybe I can launch into a patented Hypersloth rant.
And now it's time for another delightful Hypersloth rant!
So I got a call from the landlord today. We're renting a house here, me and the wife and the kid. I get a call from the landlord that somebody in the neighborhood's complained about our dogs being constantly out and running around and terrorizing the neighborhood. So the problem with that is, A, they're not constantly out terrorizing the neighborhood. B, each one of them maxes out at about 11 inches high. I'm not sure what kind of terror they could breed, but they're pretty skittish, fearful dogs, and about the size of a 50-cent piece. I mean, they're tiny dogs. But mainly we don't let them out. Escape sometimes because they're dogs, and dogs do that. But it's not like we just open the door and say, you guys have to run in the neighborhood, go. And there's also a claim that we were trespassing when we walked the dogs, like we're just tromping through people's front yards and flower beds and all that kind of bullshit. And I basically told my landlord, I don't know who you talk to, but I'll find out because they're full of shit. And, you know, my poor landlord, she was nice about it. She was just reporting to me what she was told. It was up to me to tell her that it's all fabricated bullshit. And I think I know who it is. I'm pretty sure it's the neighbors next door. And I'm pretty sure that they're actually fucking meth heads. And what's happened is once or twice our dogs have gotten out, and maybe my son chased them through their yard. They're afraid that someone's going to get too close to their house and smell or see what's going on in there. So, well, you know. But I can't let them make me look bad. But I don't know. Do you guys have any horror stories about landlords and such? If you do, give me a call at 646-478-0616. I don't really have much else to talk about. I'm waiting for this next song to process. It's processing now. This is a little bit of pirate radio. I'm not sure it's supposed to be playing these songs because of, you know, copyrights and all that stuff. But it's not like I'm making money at it. Not yet. Now, when I burn all these songs to a CD and I just rename each one slightly and sell it up at the high school, that'll be copyright infringement. But you didn't hear that from me. I only hope that if I get busted for copyright infringement, I don't end up with somebody prolapsing my ass and slicing it to pieces and then injecting with HIV. Because apparently that happens a lot in prison. All right, let's see. Let me go to the odd news. Maybe there's some odd news we can yak about. You like that freestyle whistling? I'm like the Jimi Hendrix of a whistling. I'm the whistle Hendrix. Here's some odd news headlines. Homeless man evicted from heat-equipped spot inside the Manhattan Bridge. That doesn't entice me. I don't give a shit about New York. It's kind of overrated. I've been there multiple times. It's great to visit for a day or a few hours, but other than that, it's just fucking obnoxious and overwhelming. And I don't mean like it strikes me full of fear. It's pretty easy to get around New York. It's just all the people are obnoxious as fuck, and I don't recommend going there. Cheesesteaks are good there, though. New Jersey man arrested for allegedly threatening deli workers with a samurai sword. I'm surprised that's odd news. Seems like that's happened a few times. South Carolina man gets federal theft of government property charge for not paying soda refill. Well, this is a government in action, ain't it? Missing French boy was only real on Facebook. That sounds kind of cool. But my take on Facebook is kind of like my take on New York. It's great to visit, but it's pretty much just loaded full of obnoxious fucking idiots. Not you, Mom. I know you're on Facebook. Ooh, I guess I should do the headline news music.
Live from the internet, it's Headline News with Zigzag and Rufus.
All right, we just got 38 million gallons to be flushed from Mount Tabor Reservoir after a man urinated in it. Wow. Okay, I don't know what that's about. So, school pride in viral lip dub music video. That sounds incredibly fucking lame. Florida judge is surprised at defendant Edward Kane appearing in court on drug charges. Hudson Ho's political action committee will be dissolved. All right. Judge tells father to stop emailing his children in all capital letters. That's not a bad idea. I'm not sure the Judiciary Committee needs to get involved with that. Florida man busted after allegedly burglarizing business he follows on Instagram. Here's what I forget about Instagram, is why anybody gives a fucking shit about Instagram. I got into it for a while just because I like photography, but I learned it's not about photography. It's about people taking pictures of whatever they're having for lunch and putting a filter on it that makes it look like it was taken with a shitty camera. And for some reason, that's awesome. I don't really get it. Oop, oop. Next page of odd news. 54th annual Rattlesnake Rodeo in Alabama attracts thousands of weekend guests. That's not odd. There's a rattlesnake roundup in Taylor, Texas, that I've been to a couple of times. And it's pretty fucking intense. There's rattlesnakes all over the place. College student manages to lose Wheel of Fortune puzzle even with all letters revealed. Yeah, we talked about this last time. Gotta admit, I'm kind of running out of steam here. Somebody give me a call for the love of God. Keep me motivated. 646-478-0616. For those of you who can't count but do know how to spell, it's SIXFOURSIX FOURSEVENEIGHTZEROSIXONESIX. Of course, if you don't know how to count, then even if you could decipher that, you probably can pick up the numbers on a phone. Huh, well, the song I uploaded is still taking forever to fucking process. I don't know why that is. Oh, here we go. Metal and Steel. I'm going to play this and I'm pretty much going to jump out of here. It's hard to do this alone. Without my buddy Zigzag. Bob Schneider, Metal and Steel.
I'm metal and I am steel. I don't mind cause I don't feel a thing. I'm a diamond ring. I'm not flesh and I'm not bone. I'm not sad and I'm not all alone. I'm a stone. Dead and the queen has flown, left me here. be silver and I'll be gold. Without art, without even a soul, I'll be cold. I won't be blood and teeth and skin, and I won't feel the pain of men. I'll be tin, no heart within. The king is dead and the queen has flown. Left me here in the twilight zone. Lost and looking for a way to get back home. But there's no right and there's no wrong. And I'll be good and I'll be strong.
Ladies and kids, I'm going to get out of here. It's almost depressing doing this without ZigZag. So I hope you guys have fun. Check us out at hypersloth.me as E2Ease. And drop us a comment. Let us know what you think.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts ZigZag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!